When we talk, Newcastle listens. Join the conversation on 1143
2HD. Okay, we've got Mark Latham in the studio and we've got a board full of callers. I know we're not going to get to everybody, so if we don't get to you, I apologise, but Mark and I were just talking off air, and when Mark is here on a regular basis, which is next year, when we're back after the Christmas break, and he comes in on a regular basis to the studio, we'll take more calls from people on a regular basis. So we'll mix it. We'll take calls. We'll do other items that Mark wants to talk about. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Yes, hello, Brent. Mate, you're doing an extraordinary job around the community. I've listened to you for many, many, many years now. Your points that you put across are so valuable and make a whole lot of sense. Being a high car driver, I've had the opportunity to meet Sharon Grierson, Joel Fitzgibbon, Greg Combay, Julie Gillard, Kevin Rudd, and travel with these people as a comm car driver, and I have been lucky to see the other side, a side that that shows their devotion, particularly driving with them and listening to some of the radio calls that they do on public speaking and over the radio and all that type of thing. You certainly get a different perspective. I think having people like in my electorate, Sonia Hornsby. Now, Sonia has a page where people can call in and get the answers that they're wanting. And as far as Mark goes, Mark has been invaluable over the time that he's been on radio, answering questions and being there for the people when needed.
Yeah, thanks very much, John.
I'm so happy to see Mark that he's going to be in Newcastle, and he'll be part of the community, and will have a bigger input to the quality of Newcastle.
Yeah, thanks very much. And you're right about Sonia, the member for Wall's End. I saw her at Rose Hill Races on Saturday. We were there for the parliamentary group supporting racing. And she invited me to come to the Gardens Greyhound meeting in her electorate. So I'm looking forward to that next year when I'm up here. And, you're right in saying that there's a lot of politicians who work very long hours, have a go. Part of the job is the copper bagging, of course. It's a national pastime. But when you see some of the work behind the scenes, it doesn't always produce results. But at least there's a lot of people having a go.
That's exactly right. And when Joel was a defence minister, to see just how much that took out of him and his commitment, his devotion to it, it's just amazing. People just don't see that. They see the politicians, but they don't see them in a real light and the impact that they have at a community base.
Are you retired now, John, from the car driving?
No, I'm still driving.
You're still going.
Car.
Good on you. Okay. Right. Oh, well, all the best with that.
Okay. Thank you, John, for your call. Nice to talk to you this afternoon. Mark, I'm sorry if you've called in this afternoon. As I said, we've got a board full of callers, but we're not going to get to anybody else because I've got news commitments and I've got to pay the bills with the ads. So you know what it's like, commercial radio.
For sure.
I've got to go to the ad break. So thank you for coming in.
A pleasure.
And enjoy the rest of your stay today. You're driving home tonight?
Yeah. But, we've got a bit of real estate hunting to do and all that and make the transition. So looking forward to it. And thanks for the chance to talk on the program weekly. And next year, hopefully that chance in the studio to take a lot more calls.
We will look forward to it. Have a safe trip home.